teaching last week, which I titled, Change Your Life. If you don't what? I want to be sure you still remember. What's the title? Change Your Life if you don't like it. It's your choice. It's your choice. You can only complain about your background while you are still a child. When you become an adult, you are responsible for the kind of life that you live. You are responsible for it. You make that choice. So whatever you don't like in your life is up to you to change it. So I'm going to be speaking in that same direction today. Because in that story we saw in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, maybe we have to read again today and lay a fresh understanding. Mark chapter 10. When I saw this direction last week, I knew the Lord will still be dealing with us here. Mark 10 from verse 46 to 52 for the purpose of those writing down. Actually, I love it when I see people write down when they come to church, because one of the good perceptions you must have about church is that church is a school. You have come to learn the word of God, and you cannot learn everything within the short space of time. So you have to write down, and then when you get back to home like smart student, then you go over what you have learned. So Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52. Let's look again at how blind Bartimaeus changed his own life. If a blind man can change his life, what about you that can see? You should change your life. So let's read Mark chapter 10 from verse 46. I read, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people blind, and a great number of people blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Can you underline that in your Bible if you have your Bible? Sat by the highway begging. Highway should be for speed, should be for good things. But here is this man, helpless. So on the same highway people are making destiny, he was there begging. May your story change today. Verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. Maybe we should stop there because of my time. Let's stop there. So today, I will be shifting my focus on how you can use your relationship that God has given you to change your life. Actually, this is what God meant in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, when he said, even though the man are created, everything about him is good. But now, in the course of discharging his life assignment, he will need something. And that is, he will need relationship. So God brought about the woman. The reason for that is not just for marriage union or relationship alone. It is that out of that marriage relationship, several relationships can come out. And you will agree with me that from one relationship of marriage, several relationships break forth. Is that true? That is the way God designed it. So that is the focus today. And as we press further today, you will find out that actually, Jesus would not have been able to reach Bartimaeus except through his relationship. Likewise, Bartimaeus wouldn't have known that Jesus was the one passing if he was not told. Listen, there are a lot of quality information flying around every day. If you are not told, you will never know that information that you need is just passing around. How many of us understand what I'm talking about? I am part of a particular group on WhatsApp, and right there, yesterday, a vital information was being passed. A position in Nigeria Army. That once somebody enter, very soon, because of such entrance, you can become a general in the army so fast. But you know what? Have you heard in the news that there is an opening in Nigeria Army? You know, all of this thing, there is no job. You better don't believe all these lies. When people are traveling abroad, so the jobs that they left, now the robots, they do them. China robots. You must come to a point when you will begin to value your relationship. And you see, how valuable you take relationship determine what you get out of life. It determines what you get. If you are a lone ranger, you won't go far. Lone rangers don't go far. People who stay alone, who just So let me quickly share with you on these 3 points. Number one, to change your life via your relationship, you have to change your company. That is my first point. Change your company. Change your company. Look at verse 46. The Bible says, Bartimaeus, on the highway, he sat there, where people were walking, they were moving, people are enjoying speed. It belonged to a company of those that sit. So all he could do because of that company is to sit. But something happened to him on the same highway that he has been when he decided to pay attention. To pay attention to some people who are not in his class of those that sit or that sat on the highway. I said this last week and I'm going to repeat it. What you ought not to manage and you are managing will mismanage you. Let me repeat. What you ought not to manage and you are managing will mismanage you.
until he was tired of that situation. If he wasn't tired, the moment people told him, "Okay, be quiet," he would have said, "Okay." But that moment, he was tired. He needed a change. He will no longer manage begging. So he cried. So he began to pay attention to those who can help him. And if you are going to change your life, this is the beginning. Moving yourself out of the circle that has kept your life in a circle. Listen, actually, if you check your life, probably every 5 years or every 4 years, after all, when we go to university, the minimum year is 4 years. Abi, for men, every 4 years, if your circle of relationship is not changing, sir, your life is not moving forward. Your life is not moving forward. If it is the same set of people you know 4 years ago, they are the same set you still know now, you need to work on your life. And the way to work on your life is work on your relationship. You have to be friendly. To be friendly, you have to have good habit. You want friends? You want to attract friends? You have to be friendly. You have to be accommodating. You have to practice tolerance. You have to appreciate others. You have to view things with other people's eyes. These are the ways to change your life, to change your circle. Keeping the same circle for many years, we keep you in the same circle. It will keep you in the same circle. You will move forward. Now, it's not that you are now trying to force things or to just change your relationship anyhow. No. It is as your life increases. Are you with me? Then you notice that you are attracting new people to yourself. You are attracting new people. You are attracting new people. As you become friendly, are we together? As you become friendly, as you begin to show interest in the needs of others, are you following what I'm saying? Because this is how to become friendly. You can't just say you want to pursue your own thing. You are not interested in other people. Now, listen, once you are not interested in other people, nobody will be interested in you. Nobody. That is life. You get what you give. You sow what you reap. You want others to be interested in what you do, then you have to be interested in what they do. You have to show commitment to other people. Then they will also be committed to you. It might not be immediate thing. It's a seed. Every day, all our actions are seed. So you eventually reap what you sow. It's a matter of time. So when people find out that your commitment to them is genuine, then you draw them to yourself. So that way, as you improve in your relationship with others, then you find out that your circle of relationship is also increasing. It's also increasing. Favorite example, when a chicken begin to move with the eagles, even though in the family of chicken, they don't fly. Right? But by the time you begin to relate with a new set of family, something will happen to your mindset. Say with me, my mindset. Something will begin to happen to your mindset. You begin to think as that circle of new relationship thinks. Then your mindset is shifting. So as your mindset is shifting, then suddenly you will see your life shifting. That's how it works. That's how it works. So before we go to point number two, in changing your company, choose people who will lift you. Be deliberate about that. Choose people who will lift you. In Psalm verse 1, Psalm 1 verse 1, Scripture describes the quality of a blessed man. And when you see there in verse 1, Psalm 1, you will see that Scripture was talking about relationship. Can you give it to me on the screen? Look at the life of a blessed man. The Bible says, blessed is the man who doesn't walk in a particular relationship, who doesn't stand in a particular relationship, and who does not sit in a particular relationship. Did you get that? He's talking relationship. He's describing relationship. You can't just think everything ends with your prayer. How many of you have enjoyed answered prayer from God before? You have prayed, you have asked God for something, and God has answered you before. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. May you all the days of your life enjoy answered prayer from God. Now, let me ask you this. When God answered you, when he came to answer you, is he the one that came down? Oh, but he answered you now. Okay, maybe he sent angels. Is he angels you saw? And that angel said, behold, I am angel Gabriel from the Lord God sent unto you as it was sent unto Mary in those days. Is that the case? Listen, God used men for men. God used men for men. And when God is going to use men for you, it is those who have what you need that God is going to use. Not the one who doesn't have what you need. I mean, who doesn't have that which you need? It is the one who have what you need. So you have to be deliberate in your relationship. Let me go to point number two. Before I mention point number two, something happened to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, the grandson of King David, a man who was greatly helped. That's David, because he had so many beautiful relationships. Remember, he had a relationship with the son of the king, Jonathan. You remember? How did he keep that kind of relationship? He is from a poor background. David was, what's his name now? Jonathan was from a rich background. How did he manage it? May God grant you wisdom. Listen, if God cannot help you to shift in your relationship, your life cannot move forward. I'm telling you the truth. If God promised you, I will take you abroad, America. Then you need somebody who is well connected there to help you. Even though you are coming from your village, God must help you in wisdom and in your mindset as you connect to that kind of higher relationship, to manage it. If you understand what I'm talking about, wave your right hand to me. It's important. It's important. This is what you need to shift your life forward in life, to move forward stage by stage, level by level. You must keep improving on yourself. You must keep adding value to yourself. Stop saying, this is me, oh, this is me, oh. If you cannot manage me, Oga, who is it that want to manage bad thing? Nobody want to manage bad thing. Improve on yourself. So Rehoboam, after he became king, then elders of Israel came to him. 1 Kings chapter 12. They told him, we had issue with your father, but now you have become king. We want to solidify our relationship. Can you help us? Some of the burden your father put on us, can you just minimize things and help us? And the elders gave him counsel, which is the good counsel. Listen to the people, and then you will be their king. You will reign over them. But then he went to his own colleagues, and they also gave him counsel. The Bible called it a bad counsel, a wicked counsel. So when the people came back, he spoke roughly to them. And at that moment, the people said, we are just trying to manage things here. If you will not do us well, then there is nothing that is going to hold us back to your tents, O Israel. And that was how Rehoboam lost the kingdom. Major part of the kingdom. The 10 tribes. So bad counsel from wrong relationship will cost you something in life. Bad counsel, bad advice from wrong relationship will cost you a major loss. Number two. Look at verse 47. Mark 10, 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. When he heard. He was a blind man, but he heard. He heard. How did he hear? Point number two. Hear from those who can see what you cannot see. Hear from those who can see what you cannot see. Bartimaeus may not be able to see, but he was humble enough to hear with his ear. Even though his eyes cannot see, but with his ear that he can hear, he listened to those who can see what he cannot hear. And that is life for you. There are people who have gone ahead of you. No matter what you do, you can't see what they see. So therefore, you must listen to them. Did you understand that? You can't see what they see. They've gone far. And it's not age. You see, I keep telling you the necessity for improving your knowledge in whatever you do. Don't stop adding knowledge. Because this is it. Age is cage without knowledge. What did I call age without knowledge? It's cage. You become one world champion, not knowing you are a local champion. Why? all you can see is your small circle. You can't deny results. Tell yourself, who are those who have already achieved what I'm still striving to get? It is wisdom. You listen to them. It is wisdom. They've gone far. They've seen things you cannot see because of your level. Bartimaeus cannot see because of his limitation. But he was humble enough to hear those who have seen what he cannot see. Whether business, marriage, ministry, educational pursuits, there are people who can see what you cannot see. Go and listen to them. And your trouble will be less. If I'm making sense to you, can you wave your right hand to Jesus? Go. Go and listen to that. And please, when you are doing this, don't bring in your age. Don't bring in your age. It will hinder you. Don't bring in your age. There's nothing anybody wants to do with your age. I am older. Show your results, sir. Show the impact. Show us the impact of your age. If your age is not impacting you, forget it. Don't let people know. Point number 3. Verse 48. And many charge him. Many charge him that he should hold his peace. But he cried him on. He greeted him. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charge him. Wanted to discourage him. So this is my last point. Cut relationship from those who want to discourage your vision. Cut off. Deliberately choose those who will lift you. And I'm going to show you something. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Jesus said something. And most of the time when we pray, we always misinterpret what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. Probably I should start from verse 35. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. Verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth... Okay, maybe. Let me stop there. Now, let me go back to verse 36. A man's foe shall be they of his own household. This is what Jesus meant. Even though, yes, there are Judas who exposes a man. Judas, within your own circle, within your own family. But here, that is not what Jesus meant. Jesus was saying that anyone who wants to hinder you from putting your life at risk in achieving what I have for you, that's your enemy. Even if that fellow is your father, even if that fellow is your mother, even if that fellow is your spouse, anyone who discourages you from pursuing what I have for you. And all they can show you is the risk and the death. He said, that is your enemy. For this reason, when the senior brother of David wanted to discourage him at the battlefront, if David had listened to him, he wouldn't have killed Goliath, two of us. And if David had missed that moment, he would have missed what God has for him. Do you agree to that? Because if we had not fight Goliath, kill Goliath, King Saul will not notice him. He wouldn't draw him closer. The day he draw him closer, Jonathan wouldn't have seen him. Can you see how things follow sequentially in the realm of the spirit? So one opportunity you will miss to lay your life in risk in pursuing your destiny, you have missed a great step between you and your destiny fulfillment. You have put a great distance between you and your fulfillment. Yes, the anointing was there. Are we together? Yes, the promise of God was there. He was anointed. But anointed for what? And I tell you that he's anointed to take risk. Empowered to take risk. So don't allow or listen to anyone telling you to take it easy. It can never be easy for anyone who take it easy when you hurt to take things harder. There are times you should take things harder. There are times you should be harder on yourself. Harder on yourself. I think I told some people some days ago, my wife looked at me one day, I said, why are you not, you don't even have much flesh. And jokingly, I said, you are not giving me food. He said, what kind of food? And I said, anyone who do what I do, there is no way you can have what bed. There is no way. There are times you need to be harder on yourself. Can you tell yourself, I need to be harder on myself? Can you tell your neighbor now, look at your neighbor, say, sir, Emma, you know, sir, I think you need to be harder on yourself. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. You need business mindset. Are you listening to me? You need business mindset. Stop thinking everything ends in prayer. Everything does not end in prayer. As a matter of fact, everything begins in prayer. Free correct prayer will lead you to a specific action. Prayer will lead you to take specific action for your answer to come. You pray, you now see that. Thank you, Jesus. I have prayed. That prayer should lead you to do something. So never allow anyone to tell you, take it easy. To tell you, keep quiet. It's too hard. It's impossible. No. The more they discourage Bartimaeus, the more he cried. You know why? He has asked from people who can see what he cannot see, that it was Jesus and he wasn't standing. He was passing. Hello? He wasn't standing. I mean, he wasn't stopping. Jesus has not come to make a bus stop. He is passing. Did you check your Bible? and noticed that he was passing. So he was passing. Some people say, keep quiet. He's going to come back. No, he's not going to come back. So for Bartimaeus, he won't miss this opportunity. Can I pray for somebody? From now on, you won't miss opportunity. And for a man who will not miss opportunity, you stay prepared. You stay prepared. So for example, you are looking for a job. And then you get somewhere or somehow you are out of the house and they tell you, can you send your CV now? And then you are saying, my CV. Hey, when I get home. Get home. Send your CV. All right. Give me 3 minutes. Check your phone. Pa, pa, pa. Pew. Sent. Have you seen it? Can you imagine somebody at this age, you don't know how to use your email, and you are praying, you are looking for a job. Yourself, you are a job. You can't use your system. Then what can, who will employ you? Who will employ you? What do you know about financial intelligence? I was telling our people in the morning. I'm not a financial personnel, but I listen to news. And I've always tell us this. Money savings account is not what? It's not safe. Thank you. These are my quotes. You can quote it anywhere. Money saved in savings account is not safe. But money saved to a certain point, and then you take it to invest. That's a good one. So, I'm not making market for all the bank shares. But some of them are out now. The one for GT will close tomorrow. The one for Zenith will soon close. The one for Fidelity will soon close. The one for FCMB is still out. Which one are you taking? You are just saving your money. You are saving your money. And they are withdrawing your money. And you are crying. Why are you crying? Because they notice you don't need that money. You put a whole 200,000, 500,000 in savings account. Doing what? Except you need it in weeks. If you don't need it in weeks, you can put it in money market. After this, you can withdraw it. It's still your money. No matter how small, something will be added to you. In other words, you need to be harder on yourself. You need to take risk. And never allow anyone, as I close this teaching, never allow anyone to tell you that you should take it easy. That's a discourager. Eliab said to David, he said, I know your pride. With whom did you leave those little sheep? God have a great destiny for you. Somebody is asking you to stay with little sheep. And here you are. You are saying, I don't want to disobey my brother. You must learn to separate what is the voice of God, the will of God, the plan of God for me here from what people have subjected me to. Does that make sense to you? If they call it pride today, thank God. You don't need to defend it. Amen. Because no matter what you say today, that is their perception. You can't change it. But as you press on to change your life and your change show, they will bow to your results. Nobody argue result. If you see anybody that argue result, probably that fellow is not with his right senses. He's not a governor. He's not a governor. You're not saying, no, he's a lie. Co-possible. That's why, can't you see? He's on the news. This is his name. He's like, co-possible. Probably he's just fighting what he's thinking in his mind. Possible. But once of what is possible, please stand to your feet. Have you learned something today? Because that is the essence of coming to his presence. To learn. For David, after Eliab tried to discourage him, the Bible says he turned to another man. Please tell your neighbor, turn to another man. Turn away from discouragers. Move away from those who want to discourage you. He turned to another man. It is time to turn to another man. So that you can become what God wants you to be. Can we lift up our voices and thank God for his word today? It is up to you to change your life. His word has come again today. Give him praise for his word. Give him praise. Give him praise. Exalt. Now can you begin to ask the Lord that, Father, every relationship I need to cut away from, every relationship that has kept me in circle, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes to cut away from them. Open my eyes to see relationship that will make my life better, that will give me speed. Speed. On the same highway, Bartimaeus was sitting. He was able to hear. Those who will help me to hear what I cannot see. You may not be able to see. You may have a limitation that you cannot see. But as you come in contact with those who can see, then you will be able to hear. Higher. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray one more time that God is going to open your eyes. And then he will be able to teach your heart how to become friendly, how to work on yourself and become friendly, how you can improve on yourself, add value to yourself and become somebody people love to relate with. Are you getting me? You see, some people, after they have prayed, the only person they can relate with is God. Praise God. Some people are like that. They are so terrible. The only fellow they can relate with is God. And Olorun lore mi o. Olorun lore mi. My friend, Olorun ba je ore ti awon eyan je ota e. Ki le ro pe niyan de nse laye. Se bi ko lo bore e lorun. Abi now, you go to where your friends is. You go to the house of your friend. Let's tell ourselves truth here. What kind of Christianity do you practice that your life is not attractive to people? People do not like to relate with you, to come close. They say, "Sha file bo se wa yen o, adura nikan lo sha file." E ma sun mo o. You need to pray. And let's ask the Lord that, Father, I will become teachable to become friendly. Teach me to become friendly. Help me to keep adding value to myself to become attractive to people. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. This is a good prayer. You need to pray and ask Holy Spirit to help you. You become an improved version of yourself. An improved version of yourself. You become attractive. You become friendly. You have good attitude towards people. You are relational. Knowing fully well that our God himself is a relational God. Pray that God will help you to be relational. That you become an improved version of yourself. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And finally, I would like us to pray and ask the Lord, the Father, open my eyes to my ordained destiny relationship. Listen, there are relationships God designed to take you up. God said, it is not good for a man to be alone. Then at that moment, the only thing God did for man, sir, is to bring man to a relationship. It is not good for a man to be alone. Then God brought man to a relationship. So whatever is not good in your life, God is going to use relationship to take it out. So can you pray that, Father, that you will open my eyes to my God-ordained relationship. I will cherish it. I will cherish it. I will not undermine it. Pray for yourself. I will know. You see, there are relationships that they are not meant to last forever. But there are ones that it should last as long as you want to last. Marriage relationship is one. Several other relationships are like that. Lord, help me to my God-ordained destiny-lifting relationship, to value those relationships, to value it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. I want to pray with you. But listen, there are destiny-ordained relationships. Relationships ordained to lift you deliberately. Like the relationship Ruth had with Naomi. If Ruth has mistakenly separated herself from Naomi, nobody will hear about that. Do you agree to that? Nobody. But this is a woman who had nothing. Herself said, I have nothing to offer. For God opened the eyes of Ruth. She said, no, I'm not going to leave you. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I'm going to die. I see something. I'm following you. Today you might be empty. Today it might look as if you don't have anything, but I'm following you. My destiny is attached to your destiny. And it followed. And it followed. And today, Ruth became the great grandmother of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? Just because sometimes ago she followed a woman that was empty. On getting over, people say, hey, Naomi has come by. He said, no, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. There is nothing sweet about my life anymore. Yet, Ruth followed a woman whose life is bitterness. He said, no, you call it bitterness. I see a great destiny. I'm following you. May your eyes be open. I say, may your eyes be open. There are some of us, when we were much more younger, you had friends who are not doing well at that point. Look at them. They are always the first from the back. Hello, do you understand that? They are the first from the back. Nothing good about them. But today, they are doing well. People look at them yesterday, in the past, said, this one, come back queen, or the door do it. But come to queen, or do it not even by. I would like you to pray as we close your eyes. Let me pray with you. I pray for everyone that is sound of my voice in this house and online. That in the name of Jesus, may you from this day become an improved version of yourself. Holy Spirit will become your teacher. You will become friendlier. You will keep improving on yourself. And I pray that God from now on will open your eyes to relationship he has ordained for your destiny. In the name of Jesus. That even if today the fellow look like Naomi, no good thing about that fellow. I pray, may your eyes be open in the name of Jesus. You will be able to see to tomorrow what God has ordained for you from that relationship in the name of Jesus. You won't miss your destiny flight. You didn't hear me. You will not miss your destiny flight. Via your relationship, you will not miss your destiny flight. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.